Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday Wisdom with Deborah Leanne. And here we are getting ready to talk about, what shame and shadows and secrets have in common and where they keep us from. Where they keep us from being our truest self. Because I think part of it is so much of our culture's messaging for the last 20 or 30 years about positive thinking. So before we dig in a little bit more and dig deep, it's already been a pretty full morning, and actually I have a little bit of shame about not being perfectly on time this morning to start the show, but here we are. So I'm going to go through my getting present meditation, if you will, or mindfulness practice, just so that I can give you the most focused information that I've got to share on this topic. So we'll start if you're not driving and if you're in a place where you can close your eyes. We'll start by sitting with your feet flat on the ground, breathing deeply and down through our lower belly. And what I really have been enjoying lately is feeling the root growing from my root chakra through the chair or ground or whatever I'm sitting on all the way down to the center of Mother Earth. And actually that root is tethered by the heart of Mother Earth and held so gently for us. So just by wiggling around in our seat, we can feel that connection, that gravity, that support system that is always there by Mother. And then we will welcome up through our feet the additional bits of energy that wants to come up from her, feeding us. And in exchange, we exchange down through our root. So there's this, what I like to think of as an energy loop that firmly holds us in place and that allows us to have this energy exchange that feeds us and feeds Mother Earth at the same time. So after creating that loop and holding and grounding for myself, I love to go to the center of my head, to wherever that awareness is within you, and allow all of my thoughts, the pieces of me that are scattered out there with what's happening after, what was occurring in my life right up until this phone call into the radio show, what has all of the bits and pieces that I'm pulling back through various classes that I've taken in the last few weeks around self-forgiveness and opening of my heart chakra. I feel like I've even left parts of me in those classes because they were so intense. So I'm calling all of those back now, calling back my energy where I've left it on vacation last week and got involved in some family matters. So each of those pieces of me, all of that energy that belongs to me, I pull it all back to me now with a huge magnet and allow me to return to me, with a beautiful welcome home. And then the third part of this grounding and centering is to call in our divine connection. And this can be whatever divine connection you have. It could be the stars. It could be the moon. It could be the sun and the heavens. It could be God. It could be your angels. But whatever that higher energy is, we want to envision it actually pouring down through a beautiful column of golden light that fills us up, coming in through the crown chakra and spiraling down through our entire system. And from this, we are filled up. Just like we plug our cell phone in, we want to feel that energy filling us up till that we're at that 100%, the battery is full place. So we just allow that to happen. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to work for it. It's there at any time for us. And breathing all of that in and getting here in this moment, I will welcome you again and welcome you home to you, your unique, beautiful light, and your connection to all that is where you are at your most powerful, your most intuitive, and your most creative. So, from this place, shame, shadows, and secrets seem like an appropriate topic as we were delving into our heart chakra in my magic school the last few weeks, because so much of what we hide behind or what shows up mostly at inappropriate times in our life when we get angry or annoyed by someone is due to some story, some shame, something that we have been holding on to from our very, very early days, or even other times in our life. We keep stories alive, and that keeps that emotion alive. And the difference, which I find fascinating, some of these definitions I'm going to be referring to here are from Brené Brown and her amazing work that she's done around authenticity, vulnerability, and especially from the Gifts of Imperfection, a book that I keep on my next to the couch or next to my bed at all times. So the interesting thing is this positive thinking culture has done us a lot of harm because it's kept us from looking at the stuff we don't want to look at. I'm going to say that again. The things that we don't want to look at, the parts of ourselves that we have chosen to neglect, cover up, bury, forget, basically. We don't want to look at any of those, so we've pushed them down and repressed them. And what happens is just like trying to hold down a cork underwater, as soon as we forget, that cork's going to pop back up. And maybe at an inappropriate time. Maybe when we want to make our best impression with a new person that we are a potential mate, or in an interview, or a new day, a new early orientation in a new role, a new job, with our children who we love so much. And what do? Sometimes we act out inappropriately with them because we're triggered. So looking at the difference between shame and guilt, I'd like to just do a small piece there to make sure that you understand the differences. Guilt is I did something bad. Shame is a belief that we've made around that story of doing something bad, that I am bad. Huge difference. We're learning, especially as parents, that our children act out in ways that is not who they are. It's just actions that they've taken, sometimes making bad choices, but in all times they're learning. And how we treat them and the stories they make up around taking those learning opportunities and creating and, you know, making choices that maybe aren't all that smart, but they have to learn. And that's how they will move forward in their life. So the stories that they make around those, when we yell at them for having an accident, let's say, while they're learning to potty train, or especially a little bit older when they maybe wet the bed when they're 5 or 6 years old. They are not bad, wrong, stupid, or whatever for having for making those mistakes and going through their body's learning opportunities. We can say, wow, we isolate that action out away from them. So what they did is something that we want them to learn not to do anymore. But it doesn't affect who they are, and we still love them. And this is so hard to do. It's the same with talking to our little person within us, who at 4, 5, 6, 7 made mistakes, did their typical growing up thing, and we made all kinds of stories up around each of those things, and we hold all of those within. A lot of them have shame associated with them, where we made decisions that I am bad, I am broken, I am stupid, I am unlovable. Lots and lots and lots of stories around that. The other piece that I want to go into that's on the other side of shame is where we actually shine light on some of those things. We shine light on those stories to the point where we see, oh, I'm no longer 7, and I know how to. One of my shame stories was around money. I took all of the money that I got from my first communion, and which was like $41.50, and I put it all in my little purse, and we were taking my stepdad to the airport. He had a business trip. And I'm carrying my purse around, and it was so amazing to me to have this purse with all this money. It felt heavy. I felt really good. I felt really happy that this money was given to me just for me being me, right? And what happens is my mom and dad are like, what's in your purse? Do you have something in your purse? And I said, yeah, I have all my money. And they're like, really? How much money do you have in there? I said, $41 and, you know, I don't remember, I want to say 50 cents. And they were appalled that I would be carrying that kind of money around. Here I am at the airport. I could lose my purse, and that was silly and stupid, and don't I know better? And let's just, you know, I'll just take your purse from you, and we'll keep it safe. All the stories around that, around my, I can't handle money, I am stupid with it, I take it, I carry it around, it's inappropriate to do that, I can't keep it safe, I have to give it to somebody else to keep it safe, all of that around that simple little incident. And I didn't even remember that. But now when I take that story out of its deeply buried space and kind of air it out and look at it, of course I realize that's not true. I know how to handle money. I'm actually a very good steward of money. And I deserve to have money that's given to me for being me. It's not going to be taken away from me like it was then. I can look at it in such a different way. And I'm so grateful that I've learned how to do this. And this is what I guide my clients with, is because this is something that has shown me how to get the freedom on the other side. It's the same with our shadows. It's the same with so many of our secrets. Our shadows, more and more, we can see the parts of ourselves that we don't want to own. And more, we are also learning that when someone else annoys us, frustrates us, we get triggered by somebody doing something, and we look at the action, the words they used, how we feel about it, what it brings up in us, we can probably find a story around that somewhere. Because that the only way somebody will annoy us is if we actually have a match to that in our system. These shadow parts of ourselves are also yearning to be discovered. And on the other side of totally seeing, looking, acknowledging, and accepting that we have these parts within ourselves, is freedom. There is this amazing ability to love and have self-compassion for ourselves that we may never have experienced before. And when we own all of us, if you think about our planet or the moon, which is much easier to see, we see the moon completely be full in her glory. And then as she turns away from the sun, more and more of her goes into shadow. And 2 weeks later, she is completely in shadow. And then 2 weeks later, she is completely full. And we don't think anything of the fact that she's beautifully bright and brilliant and reflecting the sun in her beauty and glory of her fullness. And we don't think anything of it when she's in complete shadow. And all of that is what's true to the moon. She's not just a partial circle. She's a full, round, beautiful planet's not the right term. I'm not quite sure what you would call her. But she's a full, round sphere, right? And just as we are, our souls, our hearts, our energy system is a full, whole being. And it doesn't always have just light. And there is such a beauty and freedom, especially for women, to go inward and look around at all the places that have been hidden, all the gems of wisdom just waiting to be discovered. Kind of like opening your grandmother's old jewelry box and pulling each of the pieces out and realizing how gorgeous they are. What gifts, what stories are there? So if there was anything around the beauty of owning our shame and releasing it and realizing that shame is that whole decision that I am bad for any reason needs to go, because we are definitely not bad. We may have made decisions that we don't feel good about. And what can we learn from it? What's on the other side of it? The shame of the basic quote around of it that I love is this: we all experience it, we all have it, and it's a fear of being unlovable, which is common to every one of us. And because of it, we act out in such strange ways, wanting so much to be lovable that it actually works against us because we're not owning all of it. We're not, we don't want to share our secrets. And we don't need to. We just need to with maybe one or two safe people that allows them to be aired and out in the other side. And a good counselor or a good coach or a good guide can support you in seeing the beauty on the other side. And that's the piece that you actually can take away and use as a stepping stone to get where you want to go in your world and your life. The other side of all of these would be going back to when we talked about truth-telling, the radical honesty, and what I'm actually calling radical self-responsibility. It's not anything to do with complaining or blaming or shaming others. It's really coming from our core, our heart, our soul, our ability to embrace that we are all of this. And from that, live from a place of honoring that everyone has this within them. Everyone has secrets and shames, and everyone has shadows. And it allows us to actually be in relationship with somebody on a deeper, more intimate, true level, which is what we so yearn for, because that is love. When someone can see our ugliness and they stay and they love us anyway, That's what we all want. We yearn for it. It is a human need and desire to be loved. The other piece before we end is I just wanted to share with you the role that perfectionism has and the difference between perfectionism and healthy striving. Perfectionism is limiting and it's kind of ugly. It sounds more like, especially around the areas of body image and self-confidence, it sounds more like, ugh, I'm fat, I'm ugly, nothing in my closet fits, I don't even like the way I look, I don't even want to look in the mirror. And how could I possibly attract anyone to love me when I am so not worthy of love and belonging? I mean, just look at me. Just look at me. The difference, if we looked at this from a more compassionate space, would be more, I want to feel better and be healthier. And I believe that I'm worthy of love and respect right now. So I'm going to invite courage and compassion and connection into my life. I can do this. I can totally shift the way I eat and the way I feel about myself, and that will change the way I see myself in the mirror. And the beauty of self-compassion is that it can change us in so many ways. This quote is, "A moment of self-compassion can change your entire day. A string of such moments can change the course of your life." And that's a quote by Christopher K. Germer. So I would love to leave you with the thought that you are so much more than what you're pretending to be. You are so much more than just how you see yourself in the mirror. And you are so much more than your limiting beliefs of what you can and cannot create in this life. And if any of my words speak to you, I would so love to have a conversation with you. You can find me on Facebook under Deborah Leanne, Women's Leadership Catalyst, or follow me on Twitter at Synergy Leader, or come to my website, where I, for signing up and receiving my newsletter, you will be gifted with a grounding and centering meditation, similar to how I started the beginning of this program, but a little bit more in depth. And other than that, I just want to say I wish you a lovely week. And until our next Wednesday Wisdom Time together, or in any of our other interactions, possibly on virtually or in person, take excellent care of yourself. And remember to let your shine your light, be you in all of your glory. Take good care. Bye-bye.